Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm so thrilled today because with us we have Jay Allen. Jay helps leaders focus on innovative opportunities that will take them to new and uncharted levels of success. He uses the Buckethead Anthology to encourage his readers to take the bucket off their heads and see things differently and develop a clear perspective on latest opportunities for having a marketing advantage. And that is the title of his bestseller, Buckethead: Transform Something. Opportunity is everywhere. And I'll tell you, Jay can find it and help you find it too. Jay, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
So, Jay, I just gave a brief summary about your background, but if you would like to fill us in on anything else that brought you to passion and purpose in life, helping so many people, both with what you do as a service and consultant and also what you have done with this wonderful book.
Vicki, one of the things that I've come to lately that seems to really connect with what I'm up to and what I have passion about and want to see happen with other people and help other people. And that's a Thomas Edison quote that I'm actually using on a new weekly radio show I've started this year, and that is, there's always a better way, period. Find it, period. Very short, very succinct. That really connects through my life. It connects in my younger years. It connects with athletic things. There's always a better way. It was definitely reinforced in my Navy career as a naval officer on a destroyer escort, where we had to be very independent, be able to react, figure out, be creative, innovate. My early career, I remember there was a fellow by the name of Hanley Norins, started my career in Manhattan, lived in Manhattan, and I had contributed in a couple of meetings in this conference room on one of the skyscrapers in my company, and Hanley said a couple weeks later, Jay, you haven't said much since those two meetings. And he said, I think I know why. He said, because of the three ideas as a young person you brought up, we're implementing two of them, and nobody's ever said anything to you about that. And he said, I bet you're kind of disappointed. And I kind of stammered, didn't know what to say. And he came up very close to me, stuck his finger in my chest and said, young man, let me explain something to you. How this works in the world in New York, London, anywhere you are. If you don't have enough ideas to share them and forget about them and come up with new ideas, you're never going to make it in the world. So he said, contribute, engage, and help it work. And that's always stuck with me as a way to really be part of life, have some fun in life, and have some fun at work.
That is so fabulous. And the whole idea of innovation, that there's always room for it out there, and if you're constantly striving for it, and then the call to action, both in your life and in your book, do it, make it happen, is really powerful. And speaking of your book, Jay, how did that come about, the idea to convey all of this great information that you've helped people with in a consulting capacity and other capacities throughout your life? What made you decide to share that with the world in a book?
Well, actually, I started to share it in articles in the beginning. And the reason for that was I had so many successful stretch stories, transformative stories with my consulting work. I had a great corporate career for 12 years. I was an officer in a New York public company at a very young age, and that gave me lots of experience. It gave me lots of bumps on the nose and road bumps. And as a result of working with over 120-some clients in 20 industries in 13 countries, things seemed to just converge on me that I found out were so helpful to other people. So I had certain topics that I thought would be very, very beneficial, and I started writing articles about them. So one example would be the concept of right versus perfect, and that ended up a chapter in a book. The other might be the burden of regret is greater than the risk of leading. In other words, connecting with your comments, just do it and start. And so I started writing on the topics that were most important to me and I thought would be most important to others as they asked me questions about them. Each article ended up being a unique writing concept for me. I've been writing things most of my career, but this was different. I wanted to communicate to people in different ways. So each chapter of the book, most of the chapter of the book, started with an article. And the article started with a manila folder that I would toss things in from boarding passes on planes and backs of envelopes and ideas that I'd have at maybe 3 or 4 in the morning and get up and write it. And then things that I would input in my computer when I couldn't go on without getting things out of my head. Those folders became articles, and one was published in CEO Today internationally, and one was published in another international magazine, Finance Monthly. As a result of that, I was encouraged by others to get these in a book. So that's kind of how it got going.
That is just fantastic. Really, what a wealth of knowledge in this book. That's incredible. So when you're offering this for readers to absorb, what do you hope they'll take away from the book?
I hope they'll take away that the concept of work should be a lot more fun than it currently is. And my observation over the 30 years of working on these things is that a lot of fun has been taken out of work. And there's a very simple formula for getting it back in. And that is connecting with customers, connecting with markets. That's where the action is. I have a phrase that I use in the book that people want to work for a place where there's something cooking. C-O-O-K apostrophe I-N, something cooking. We can engage people with what's really going on in work, wherever they are in an organization. The customer is an exciting venue, an exciting situation. So is competition. So are suppliers. How that all works together to make a difference in customers' lives and customers' customers' lives. That's where the satisfaction and the fun is, and I find it over and over and over again. What I want people to take away from the book is to see the examples that I bring through the book and the avenues toward which they can move to get that engagement. You can do it regardless of the organization. If you have an organization that's really connecting with markets and customers in a way unique and advantageous way, that might be natural. If you don't, focusing on that will be a concentration that will really get attention of others because everybody likes that.
Yeah, that's really important, and that makes all the difference in your world and your quality of life. It's really incredible. So you've given us a few tips, but do you have a few really wonderful morsels of wisdom that you'd like to share with us in the way of tips for people from out of the book?
Well, there is one that I think is very unusual, and that is one of the chapters is people will work harder for the customer than they will for the boss. The concept behind that is, as most of us know, service generally isn't too good these days. It's hard to even get a service person to look you in the eye, let alone to thank you or deliver the service that is expected. So when that happens, and we're all consumers somehow, when that happens to us, what do? We are grateful. We thank them. We even tell somebody else about it. And they tell somebody else about it. And we want to go back to the place where we got the service. And we engage with the service people. The service people, on the other hand, feel appreciated. And they go home to their significant others or whatever, and they say, oh, I had the greatest experience at work today because these customers were so happy. And so when they go to work, they have that good feeling that comes from the customers. So the question I ask is, how many times does your boss exhibit that same appreciation for what you do for the organization? One of my tips is, if you are a first-line customer-facing staff member or employee, then provide that great service, and that's going to be part of your joy. Whether you get recognized for it in your company or not, you're responsible for your own joy, and make it happen. And if you're a leader or a manager in the organization and you aren't giving that same kind of appreciation to your people, well, the message is, and I have some techniques and tools in the book, the message is, wake up and give it. It's appreciated. So people talk a lot about employee engagement. I don't say fooey to employee engagement, but it's kind of the wrong goal. If you help people help customers, connect with customers, regardless of what department they're in or whether they're customer facing, they're going to have more excitement. They'll see something cooking in their organization. And guess what? The employment engagement scores, they go way up. It is positive for retention and positive for recruitment.
Gosh, that is so important. And I love the idea that you place so much emphasis on both pleasure that employees should feel and the pleasure that comes from pleasuring clients. I heard some years ago that it's no longer enough to just have happy, satisfied customers. You have to have customers that experience pleasure in order to really be successful. And that's what your message is all about. It goes above and beyond just satisfaction. It's like, really enjoy what you're doing so that the customers will enjoy working with you, and so that your upper management, your employees, just really enjoy their experience working for the company, and it all filters down. It's really so beautiful. Is there another tip you'd like to give? That one is really, really important.
Well, the idea that really good customer service is too expensive to provide is just not true, because you have to look at the net cost. Philip Crosby wrote a book that quality is free back maybe 20 years ago. And my concept is good service is free. And you have to look at the net result, because if you provide good service, we all know what's going to happen. It's going to help your business. It's going to have the organization be more attractive to employees, so you're going to have less turnover, which is costly. You're going to gain some market share, because we know that the state of service in our country, in the U.S. anyway, and in other countries that I've been in, is not necessarily, well, it's getting worse, not necessarily getting better, for sure. And so the cost of losing customers, the cost of gaining customers, the cost of gaining and losing employees, superior service is free. Just like quality back 20 years ago was determined statistically to be free.
That, again, is such an incredibly good point. So I have to ask you, Jay, how did you come up with the name Bucketheads for the title of your book? Because it's wonderful. I love it.
Well, actually, it's a chapter in the book. It's the first chapter, but it wasn't the name of the book. I had other working titles, which I won't go into, but each of the chapters in the book has an illustration illustrated by L.K. Hansen, which is a illustrator for newspapers, and he's still illustrating. And so I talked to him, and he said, gee, I'd be happy to illustrate for your articles, is the way it started, and then refine them for the book. So we had this idea that people just were not noticing. And noticing is a big deal for me. And the high cost of not noticing, meaning that you miss the connections, you miss the opportunities. You certainly can't see around corners, and you can't do anything about the future. And so he did an illustration. This fellow, LK, is so smart. He came up with these ideas on how we could illustrate being out of touch. And he had one out of his six pages of ideas that had people with buckets on their heads and taking buckets off their heads. And so the first chapter is entitled, Take the Bucket Off Your Head and Shout Wow, because you notice things. And then that became so exciting to people that we talked about, and we named the book Bucketheads.
Well, I love that. And the book has gone on not only to be a bestseller, but it's also gone on to win an E-Lit Award for Literary Excellence. And that has led you to endeavor into another area, which is broadcast and doing a fabulous radio show on Voice America. Tell us a little bit about that coming up for listeners.
Well, I think it came about because of the gold medal award for the best nonfiction ebook in 2020. So that caught the attention of some people at Voice America / World Talk Radio, which is the same company, but they've been in business for 21 years and it's the largest platform. They contacted me and asked if I would be willing to do a weekly radio show. So I'm 8 shows into it now, and it's very exciting. It's being listened to in 12 different countries. Now, I don't have numbers that you would think in a radio show, that I don't have hundreds of thousands of numbers or anything like that. But I get some comments about people appreciating certain things, and it is happens to be now on 8 different platforms. A great thing happened last week. It got on Amazon Music. So it's on Spotify and iTunes and things like that. This has been very exciting for me. The name of the show is also really connected to the book, and that is Get to the Future on Time, Do Differently Tomorrow. As we've been discussing, you need to notice, you need to be alert, and you need to connect with your markets and customers, thus the name Bucketheads. And the radio show has various guests who are telling stories about their own transformation experience. Each show has a transformation element in it. It's the main focus, actually, of each show. And I have guests from a variety of backgrounds and a variety of organizations, both profit and nonprofit, very successful people telling about their experience with transformation, what it's meant to them, what it's meant to their constituents, and how exciting it is. So it's just another dimension of stepping out and doing things that allow you to have more fun at work. Each of these people talked about their stumbles and things like that. And one of our topics is the burden of regret is greater than the risk of leading, which they can attest to.
I love that. Oh, you're filled with so many wonderful sayings and so many wonderful philosophies. I love it. And it all contains bringing fun to what you do and enjoying life and, again, really, really experiencing your passion. So, Jay, if you were to look at all of the things you've done, which is so huge in contribution to the world, including this wonderful book and the radio show and all the things that you're doing, if you were to look at that almost like a legacy, what would that represent to you?
I would like people to be more conscious of what goes on around them. I would like them to connect to the world. So if there are people listening, I'll put it in a different way. I would like you who are listening or reading, however this works, to really open your eyes, be open to see things differently than you're seeing them now. Try to look through things with other people's lenses and take advantage of the richness that comes from that experience and incorporate it in your life. I'd like you to become maybe conscious of some things that you've forgotten and become more conscious of things that will really be helpful to you. Another way to think about it is we all started out thinking through lots of different lenses. A 2-year-old sees all kinds of things, and somehow we accidentally or sometimes intentionally by others get that trained out of us. I want people to have that curiosity that they once had, because it can be recaptured. My clients recapture it, the people that I help recapture it. And there's solid personal benefit to it. There's solid organizational benefit to it. There's solid business or nonprofit success to it. It's an important key to success. And the more people that I can help do that, the more happy, excited, creative people there will be in the world. If I can get one more every so often, that's my legacy.
That is so beautiful. So, Jay, I know people are going to want to connect with you and find out more and tap into your wisdom more with your radio show. And are there websites that they can go to learn more?
Yes, they can go to bucketheadsbook.com. That's bucketheadsbook.com. They can go to mastersalliance.com, mastersalliance.com. They can also check me out on LinkedIn. And then they can go to voiceamerica.com, voiceamerica.com. When you go in there, you can search either by my name or Get to the Future on Time, Do Differently Tomorrow. And there will be a list of all the shows. It's in the library right over on the right-hand side by month, and you can see which one that you would want to listen to. Feedback would be wonderful. Yeah. We want to make it better. As I say to my guests, I might be the host, but I want the show to be the guest so that it benefits them. And so anybody who checks in, I might be the host, but the show is for you.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Jay, thank you so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure and such an uplifting experience to spend time with you. So thank you for your generosity of your time and wisdom today.
And Vicki, thank you for your efforts. You've helped me a lot, and I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's M-Y-B-O-O-K-M-Y-B-I-Z.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.